Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Politicians are off to court again, and it's the usual suspects. The DA has launched a constitutional challenge to the country's new labour laws, notably those which set out employment equity targets for businesses. The regulations lay out specific racial and gender-based numerical targets across 18 industries. The Department of Labour says the targets have been implemented to ensure the equitable representation of suitably qualified people from designated groups at all occupational levels in the workforce. The DA argues that the recent amendments are constitutionally invalid and abuse state power. It says a law that forces employers to fire or refuse to hire people based on race is not redress, it is unconstitutional discrimination. As the economy bites, consumers are moving away from new cars to the second-hand market. That's the conclusion being drawn after used vehicle dealer WeBuyCars told the JSE that it expects underlying earnings to surge by about a quarter. It's a first-half trading update from WeBuyCars, one of South Africa's biggest operators in the field, and could come in as high as 516 million rand. However, core headline earnings per share will come in flatter, 0 to 4% up, which is because the group issued 83 million new shares as part of a capital raise ahead of its listing last year. Further afield, it's still all about Washington and Trump 2.0 as the U.S. president hits the 100-day mark. Online retail behemoth Amazon has quickly denied a report that it intended to display the costs of Trump's tariffs on products imported from abroad. Amazon says it was an idea, but the White House fired a broadside. Trump called Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and Amazon caved. Let's not forget, of course, who had a front-row seat at the recent Trump inauguration. On the markets, it does look as though Trump is backing down or changing his mind or making more stuff up, whatever, about tariffs on car and car part imports. No one quite knows what exactly at this stage, nor how it might or might not affect our crucial car and car part exports, but it has been enough to restore a degree of calm. The JSE closed with both the All Share and Top 40 up 0.7%. London's FTSE ended up 0.6%. In New York, the Dow up 0.8%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up 0.6%. Tokyo's back online, and along with Hong Kong and Sydney, all of them up 0.2% this morning. The US dollar at 1.14 to the euro, the rand at 18.57 to the dollar, 21.11 to the euro, 24.85 to sterling. Gold at 3,307, platinum 980, Bitcoin just under 95,000, and Brent crude oil just over $63.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.